You're crazy if you don't like water features. Who doesn't? I know I do. I wish I had a bigger yard. I would do all sorts of things like waterfalls and ponds. Ponds you can swim in. That would be fun. I know a guy who does it. His name is Greg Wittstock. He's sitting right next to me. He's the founder of Aquascape. Greg, how are you, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Frank. I'm doing great.
Well, you got a good radio voice, Greg.
Well, that would be better than my face for TV, so I'll take that.
Come on. You got it both there. How are you?
I am very happy. Just had a great night in Chicago with my bride. And
wait, is this the bride here?
That is the bride.
Hi, bride. How are you? Congratulations on a good night last night?
Yes, it was, but we won't talk about that on air.
Hey, now. You can post that on social media.
I can do that.
Not
okay.
Me, right.
No, exactly.
Aquascapes. Let's talk about Aquascapes. When did you start the company and why?
Well, I moved from New Jersey when I was a 12-year-old kid.
Jersey boy.
Yeah, my dad got a transfer, and my Huckleberry Finn life of catching turtles, fish, and frogs was pretty much disturbed, but he allowed me to bring 11 of my favorite pet turtles with me.
11
turtles in the back of the station wagon in the bottom drawer from the refrigerator. They sloshed around in the water, and the second day that we moved to Wheaton, Illinois, I went in the backyard, started digging my own pond. That was how they tempted me to come out here. They said, you can build your own pond, because I literally grew up on a lake. And so that first pond.
What part of Jersey?
It was South Jersey. It was outside of Cherry Hill. In fact, my mom says the first thing I said to her was, you expect me to give up the Sixers and the Eagles and the Flyers for the Bears and the Bulls and the Cubs? And obviously the 85 Bears is when I totally became a Bears Chicago
right.
fan.
How are you feeling about them now?
Well, you know what? I guess we could talk a little bit about the Cubs last year and the Blackhawks the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenna doesn't like the Cubs.
I don't.
Well, I think they're down like 10-0 right now, so
I know.
You should be
happy. It makes me really
happy.
They're
falling apart. They need a pond.
They need a pond.
That'll change everything.
Everybody needs a pond. They just don't know it yet, so.
Well, and I think a lot of people get scared of when you talk about like, oh, I'm going to put a pond in. You know, like I think the number one thing that I think of and I hear is maintenance.
Yeah, well, you know, 90% of what I hear and see online and everything else is false, inaccurate, or misleading. Mm. And, you know, we
really?
Believe... Yes,
you
truthfully.
And Donald Trump have the same philosophy.
Well, we won't go into politics next,
no,
but
no.
What I will tell you is that we believe in working with Mother Nature, not against her. So we create ecosystem water features that are actually...
What exactly does that mean?
Well, an ecosystem, and, you know, most people, when they put in a water feature, they try to chemicalize it, and they try to use filter systems that aren't necessarily designed for it. I mean, Frank, my background is a 12-year-old hobbyist, is I started using garbage cans and cattle troughs, designing my own filter systems to keep my pond clean, because my first pond leaked, turned green, and my prize turtles migrated away. So all of the things about maintenance were absolutely true with my concrete pond. But after 2 years of trying to fix that concrete, I put a rubber liner down and never had a leak again.
Really?
And then my pumps were getting clogged in the middle of the pond, which is where most pumps still go. So I invented the first skimmer system in the entire world for a water garden. That was out of a garbage can. I used a laundry bag for my first net, and those MacGyvering up and Jimmy rigging up my own filter systems. Eventually, people started walking in my backyard and going, "Wow, this is beautiful!" And neighbors, friends, and then one day the UPS guy delivered a package to the backyard and said, "I'd love to have one of these in my house." And so, as a 20-year-old kid, I'm like, "Man, there could be a business here." And I told my mom and my dad, "All I need is a strong back, a wheelbarrow, and a shovel, and I could be in business." And then that Christmas, I got a wheelbarrow and a shovel, and of course, I already had the strong back, and I went out and put in five ponds my first season in Chicago. And then on August 2nd of 1992, I was a 22-year-old kid at the Ohio State University. My life changed forever because the Chicago Tribune ran a front page story on me in the Tempo section.
Wow.
700,000 copies. And all of a sudden, I'd done five ponds my first summer, 12 my second, and then August 2nd, I sold 80 jobs from that one water feature. So my dad came into the business. Everything took off. I patented my filter system. That was the garbage cans and cattle troughs. Started making those things.
I was just about to ask you, I hope you made a gazillion dollars off of the technology you created.
Aquascape is our 26th year in business.
Good
We've
for you.
Sold $750 million worth of water feature products. We created an industry for professionals all over the world, and that is why I am called the Pond Guy.
I love that. Greg, man, you have like this whole entrepreneurial story, which I hope there's, you know, millennials listening to this guy. I mean, do you hear that? It doesn't just get handed to you.
No, in fact, you don't want it handed to you because you don't have a sense of self-worth. I mean, I built my entire company up, and I've almost lost it a couple of times during that whole process. But
what keeps you going?
What keeps me going is my passion for what I do, because I believe everybody wants a water feature. They just don't know it yet. And Sue and I were just talking in the green room, and she's like, you know, I go, we got to grow up these pond tours, because every time someone goes on the water garden tours, they get to see and talk to people that actually have water features. Don't listen to the pond guy. Listen to the people that actually own water features, whether it's a pond, whether it's a pondless, whether it's a fountainscape. Ask them what the maintenance is like. Go see for yourself. Get inspired.
Is that the number one issue for you? What would you say, like, hands down, and we got to take a break, so let's give this big poignant answer here. What is the number one issue why people are hesitant to?
They just don't know what they don't know, so they have misperceptions, and most water features I see are cesspool messes, and they don't have to be that way if you work with Mother Nature, not against her.
Yeah, and we're talking ponds for fish or just for visual?
No, you know what, number one aspect question, what do you do with the fish in the winter? Guess what you do, Frank?
Nothing.
You'll leave them in there.
They just freeze, and then they, like Disney, they unthaw.
You'll never get more than 8 inches of ice in Zone 5 Chicago on a typical ecosystem backyard pond. You'll get 2 feet of ice on a lake, but that's because it's 100 feet deep. On a 2 foot deep pond, the earth will heat it up, and you'll only get 8 inches. So as long as you have a hole open in the ice with a floating heater, the fish just hibernate all winter.
I wish you knew what you were talking about. I really do. It's like frustrating. Greg Wittstock is here joining us, having some fun, talking aquascapes. You know, I often think about this, but I got young children. I got a 3-year-old girl, Lola, and a 5-year-old boy, Luca.
So you waited a long time, huh?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. But I lived. I lived a good life. It's over now, but I lived a good life. I kid. I love children. I love my wife. I love everything I have. What, in terms of safety, should I be thinking about with, because my son's curious.
Yes.
Like, he will go in there. And he's not.
We want them to go in there. This is
really,
this is what we need. We need kids away from electronics. We need them outside.
Agreed.
In nature, creating. Just on Friday, I built a water feature with 10 kids. And it was because the mom came in and wanted the son to have a summer project. So he went out there. He's on the Aquascape Online Academy. And he went out there and we worked together. It was myself and 9 kids. And we built that water feature. And when I was leaving, when I was pulling away, the kid was showing the next door neighbors, the adults, and explaining how the ecosystem pond works. And if a kid can understand how a pond ecosystem works, he can understand the ocean. If he can understand the ocean, he can understand our planet. And this is what we need more of. We need less kids on electronics and more kids outside in nature.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg will be running for president shortly.
I will vote for him.
I will too. I'm not kidding.
Got my vote.
That's awesome. I love the message. I get what you're going with this. I love the idea of getting kids involved in it. But let's just say, you know, the average person has a couple kids. They're young. You put a pond in, or thinking about putting a pond in. Are there some safety things we should be thinking about?
Absolutely. Of course, just like with water, any water, like a swimming pool. But the nice thing about a pond, first of all, is you don't go with a vertical edge. If you were to step into a pond, you would be in 6 or 8 inches of water, which is your first shelf for your marginal
vertical
plants.
Vertical edge for the layman is?
Well, a vertical edge is like a swimming pool, right? So if you were to step off, you can be already, the shallowest end of a swimming pool is 3.5 feet deep. The deepest end of a water garden in Chicago is 24 inches. And the first shelf is 6 or 8 inches. Now, let's just keep going there. We just put in a pondless waterfall for another person this week that actually works at our company. And she's got, I think, a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Pondless
just like
waterfall?
Pondless waterfall. So it's a waterfall without a pond. And what's nice about that, Frank, is for the people, we do a lot at vacation homes or when people travel a lot, because all you do is flip a switch and you can have a waterfall, which is the sound of water. The animals come, the birds come. When you have a running waterfall, you will attract 10 times the amount of birds to your backyard than if you just have a pond without a water.
Do you need, it's got a filter somehow, right?
Yeah. So we have an entire filtration system that's underground. So it's a vault system that goes under there. It recirculates through a pipe. And if you're going to run it year round, we have little systems that you can use like an eye engine to get rid of the algae. But most people, to save electricity, just have them on a switch or a timer, and it goes on at 7 in the morning and goes off at 10 at night. And the reason I say 10 at night is some of the times that are most enjoyable for a water feature is in the evening. People work during the day. They want to come home, sit next to the edge of their pond or their pondless waterfall with a glass of wine or a beer, sit back and relax. And so we light these things up like Christmas lights at night. And it's just the most magical time is to either watch your fish or sit by your waterfalls at night and relax.
Sounds like it. I love my yard now. I would love it even more with that. We're talking to Greg Wittstock, founder of Aquascape. We're going to be talking to Greg for the next half hour. So if you guys have questions, 312-981-7200. If you're considering putting a water feature in your home, it's not as difficult or labor intensive as you think. Greg has the answers for you. We were just talking about last year's Flower and Garden Show over at Navy Pier, and one of the keynote features, in my opinion, as soon as you walked into the event to the left, you saw this cascading of water feature of chains coming down, water dripping down, and it was just, and he had a couple of different displays of water features there. But that to me was just like, man, that's just killer.
That was the first time our guy ever done that. So Brian Helfrich is, he started with me when he was 18 and he's 41 now, and he's our head designer, and he absolutely loves to showcase at the Flower and Garden Show what people can do in the yard to inspire them. And so he always creates a dramatic backdrop, and this year was over 100 rain chains.
Did anybody copy that? Have you seen it since?
He's sold one to the city of Woodbridge, I think. Yes.
It definitely is a bigger installation. Can you get the same effect with a small backyard chain?
You know, that's what's amazing, too, because people think, you know, just talking to you, Jenny, you were saying you need a big backyard, but the smaller the space, the bigger an impact a small water feature would have. So when you can put in a pondless waterfall or even a fountainscape, you can make a big, big difference in a small space. So water becomes the central element wherever you build it, and if there's nothing else around it, it really, really becomes a beautiful thing.
Well, and I'm just looking at, you know, what you brought in, and I'm thinking about, like, if that was in my backyard, it would just add this whole other element to it, and it would be fantastic.
So I'm assuming you're a millennial. You look very young.
Yes.
But we wanted to be able to give something for people that live in the city or, you know, aren't necessarily driving around. So we created these little small deco planters.
Yeah.
It's $35 on Amazon or $25. You can even have a hanger. And
let's describe exactly what it looks like. It's almost like a pouch of sorts.
Yeah, well, it's a canvas material. It's got a vinyl inside, and so it holds water. And the nice thing about this, Jenna, is you don't have to water it.
Yeah. Oh,
you just fill
awesome.
It up with water. So I got anywhere from a typical house plant, like a caladium. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, some dwarf papyrus in here. I've got a pitcher plant, you know, that eats insects. So it gets people involved in their gardening. And the nice thing is, if you're gone for a week or two, you don't have to worry about it because it's being self-watered.
And folks, you can hop on WGNradio.com/watch right now to see what we're talking about. Yes, you can actually watch the radio show, the entire show, and get a look at what these deco planters look like. I dig them. You're right. It is a perfect millennial type of planter. And Jen, you could speak to this because A, it's low maintenance.
Yes.
B, it's low maintenance. And see, it's low maintenance.
Low maintenance. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But no, I just think it's perfect. Like, it's like you said, you know, you don't have to, you know, put a lot of work into it, but it's there, and it just, it really, even in here, I feel like it adds something more to, like, the studio.
Definitely,
more inside.
Definitely. Greg should come back every week and just bring in some
deco
planters for us. You know, we were talking off air also about mosquitoes, because later on in the show, we're talking about this new product that just came out from Thermacell to repel mosquitoes.
Yep.
And the common misconception, I think the number one thing in my mind would be like, oh my God, pond water, bugs.
Yep.
Which my son would love, by the way.
Well, you build it and they will come, and you will absolutely have mosquitoes laying eggs in your pond. But then guess what happens when those larvae, where do they go? Do they go to the bottom or do they go to the top of mosquito larvae?
Is this pond trivia? Because I have no idea.
It is pond trivia, I guess. But I guess I've always just kind of assumed everybody knew this question. But larvae, they float on the surface. And this is why if you see them, then when you walk up to a Frisbee or something, they always go down. They dive down, but they stay on the surface. Well, we put skimmers in all of our ponds or a vanishing edge on the side of the waterfall. And as they are the fry stage, they go right into the waterfalls or the skimmer and get chewed up and they're over. And also, what is the number one, Frank? Let's do another trivia here.
I'm 0 for 0.
What is the number one? What is the number one predator of a mosquito?
Mosquito repellent?
Dragonflies.
And really?
When you build it, dragonflies will come. And Jenna, good, frogs do come, and frogs eat insects and dragonflies. So it truly is an ecosystem. That's why we say, you know, build it and they will come, and then we want to work with Mother Nature. So instead of trying to prevent those, let the mosquitoes lay eggs. You want to help out the local mosquito population, put a Frisbee on. You want to herd it, put a pond in.
Interesting. I have rabbits in my yard, lots of them. LaGrange is known for, downtown LaGrange is known for its massive amounts of wild rabbits. And then we have, I just caught the first, or my son just caught the first praying mantis. Do praying mantis prey on mosquito?
Praying mantis are insect eaters, so they would prey on adults, I guess. But, you know, the nice thing about you were talking about the water features when it comes to the animals and the kids, that's what it's about. It's about getting the kids outside and feeling nature. And then you don't have to go to a state park or a public park. You can literally go into your backyard where you live. And when you live with a water feature 24/7, it just soothes you. It just is relaxing. And it's feng shui too. You put the waterfall face in the house. You want to be able to see it because not even out the 11 people are 90% inside. So you want to have that water, that energy flowing towards you.
Yeah. And speaking of energy, you know, to get deep for a second here, you're so passionate about this, you know, on a deeper level, what does it all mean to you? Like the water, the energy and what you do for a living?
Well, I've been blessed. I have found my passion as a kid that I was able to parlay my love of turtles into my profession for my life. And I want other people. When we put in, I turned on a waterfall on Friday for a family friend, and she literally said words can't describe how she was feeling. That is the normal reaction we get when we plug a waterfalls in. And it's not just the people that are standing back. It's Juan, Jose, Enrique. It's the guys that we just created that. We created something from our own two hands. As a CEO of the company, I don't get out in the field every day. But when I do, it recharges my batteries because I've changed a house into a home by putting in a water feature. And it literally, to see that reaction still to this day from a consumer, it gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, and your passion is evident. I mean, you could tell you're just oozing passion for what you do. And I think that is paramount to success of any business. And you want other people to experience this. And so you created these events, mm-hmm. these showcases. Tell me about them.
Well, the Pond and Garden showcases, I literally did my first one in 1993. And because there's so much misperceptions out there, Frank, and the reason I like coming on these shows is I like to expose people. Go out. Go on the Ponders. They're self-guided. You just go online and print up a ticket, and you can literally go out and you can
see. Any charge for the tickets at all?
Free. It's free. And then you go out and see as many water features in that particular town. This next week is in Mount Prospect. So next Saturday, we'll be up in Mount Prospect, and we'll have hundreds of people going out and talking to the people that have the pondless waterfalls.
So walk me through it. I get a ticket. I show up in Mount Prospect. How does it go?
Sure. Well, I'll get you the address to actually print it up online. It's aquascapeinc.com or aquascapedesignsinc.com. And, you know, you just literally print out the ticket and then it gives you an address, a map, and then a description of the water feature.
And so, okay. And then you're driving on your own.
You are. It's a self-guided tour. Okay. So a lot of times, you know, I see people, they're driving their motorcycles because they come back every time, or they carpool with other pond people that they've met on past tours, you know.
And but these are past clients of yours that are opening their homes, you know, to allow people to...
One of the biggest misperceptions is, like, why would the people do this? Because they fight to get on the tours because they just can't wait to show off what they've got in their backyard. And then when people say, well, aren't they a lot of work? Well, all I do is empty my skimmer once every week. It's like having somebody cut my lawn for me, and all I have to do is empty the bag and let the consumers that live with the water features do it.
Question here from the 312. How much power will I need if I'm thinking about putting in a water feature? I guess it's relevant to the...
Well, when we finish a pond and we build, we run it on an extension cord, and half the people sometimes just keep it on there. The other half the people pull 110-volt line out there.
So no need for, like, new GFIs and all
no,
that?
No. You know, you maybe put a 10-amp circuit in the back there. A pump will usually run you 2 or 3 amps, and then you have underwater lights that are very low energy efficient. You know, they're only a couple watts each. So a 10-amp circuit is usually plenty big for an average pond.
And another texter here says, can I put a piranha in my pond?
Yes, you could, but but you would need to take him out. People do put tropical fish.
Are you serious? You could put a piranha in a pond?
Why would you want to put a piranha?
You'd have to wait until the water hit 70, but, you know, and then you'd want to get him out of there before it hit 70. So
people, he's the one that couldn't make it through winter.
A lot of times people put cichlids in and guppies and other tropical fish, and then they bring them in for the wintertime, but they will grow double in size when they're outside in the pond in natural sunlight and with the food source.
Now, Greg, you might have seen Greg, and his voice sounds familiar because he's also was the host of a show. Was it on A&E? Or?
It was Nat Geo Wild Pond Stars.
Pond Stars.
I did not name it.
Great show. I remember watching it back in the day. I'm sure you can still find episodes online somewhere, whether it be on YouTube.
iTunes.
Or iTunes. And go check it out because you'll see some of Greg's handiwork. And you mentioned off air that, you know, one of your biggest installations actually came from the show. Why don't you tell me about it?
Well, yeah, we had a fan fly into Chicago and spend a day touring. You know, we did some of the commercial projects. We did a beautiful water feature that I think rivals the Buckingham Fountain, at least from a natural side. We did right outside the Shedd Aquarium. We did a neat water feature. We've done 9 water features at the zoo. We were just there, you know, on a nice date yesterday, walking at the Lincoln Park Zoo. We have done Brickfield as well. But they came and they toured. It was a guy flew in on his jet and he flew back. And I thought, well, that was a waste of a day. And then all of a sudden he spent $2.3 million and put a beautiful pond and waterfalls at his entranceway and in his courtyard at his Villa Vicencio Columbia at his new shopping mall. And it was a killer project.
Cha-ching, man. That's one instance where doing TV pays off.
Amen.
Because TV don't pay.
Yeah, you know, it was very interesting. I had to learn the process of being directed. I hadn't been directed since I was in school, and I never really did good with direction. But I enjoyed the process of learning how it was done. And then we made our own show called Pond Squad. It's on our YouTube channel at Aquascape Ponds. So, you know, I just want to share my passion with water features, help correct some of that misinformation that's out there. And everybody wants a water feature. They just don't know it yet. That's why we like to do things like the tours that they can actually see it. And that tour, by the way, was aquascapeconstruction.com. And that's where they can print out a free ticket.
Aquascapeconstruction.com. Print your free ticket out. And, there's something called MapQuest. I think you could put in the direction, the addresses that you find there into your MapQuest. Let that be your guide. Take your time. Go to stop at Starbucks. Get yourself an iced coffee. Enjoy the beautiful. And then, do they have to knock on the doors?
Nope,
or anything,
they just walk around. There's always a master gardener at every stop. They have a nice kiosk in the front, and then you can ask any of the questions about the plants. We are really the pond experts.
So there's somebody from your company at each stop?
Yes, okay. Someone representing our business. Usually it's always a master gardener because, you know, people like it, you know, ponds and gardens go together, which is why it's a pond and garden showcase.
You get a bouncer to hang out there, too, just in case you get a little, you know, rowdy folks to come on by.
Yeah, you know, typically we don't have any problems at those tours.
Good answer. I got another text coming in here. Question for you. Hello, question for Aquascape's CEO. Do they do design consultations out in Belvedere?
Belvedere is only about an hour from St. Charles, so that would probably be, we typically work within an hour of St. Charles. We're the western suburbs, so we do, and you would just call up, you know, Aquascape out of St. Charles, and we'd be happy to come out and give you.
Now, before you say yes, we're talking about a larger half acre pond, for example.
Yeah, so what we typically do with earthen ponds, that's an earthen pond, which it might be, is we put in wetland filtration. Once again, reestablishing nature by using basically how nature works. So larger water features, we put in wetland filtration. In the smaller ones, we recreate nature with just the skimmers and the biofalls.
All right, so there you go, 815. You just give them a call. What's the number out there in St. Charles, you know? I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. 630-659-2000 is the front desk, and they can ask to speak with the construction department.
And the website is the same as we just gave out, the aquascapeconstruction.com.
Aquascape Construction is our local, and then Aquascape Inc., INC.com. AQUASCAPE INC.com is our national link.
And I'm assuming your website's chock full of amazing photos.
And inspiration. So Aquascape Ponds is our YouTube channel. You just Google Aquascape Ponds, and there are literally hundreds of videos of people's yards and testimonials of water features.
Do you want to get back into TV? You thinking about it?
I have always entertaining offers. I'd have to be a co-producer this time, you know, pretty much how you are with your show, because I did not enjoy the process of being, like I said, directed, because I just want to give the right information, and reality
is
about
drama.
Are you
saying that TV's not real?
What?
Are you? What?
Yeah.
No, I did not know this.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, especially those shows. I mean, you think everything just unfolds the way it should.
Well, we built a pond for the Lincoln Park Zoo for their wolf exhibit, and they said, okay, well, we want to have you guys be scared of the wolves. I go, I think wolves are awesome. I'm not scared of those wolves. And, you know, so it was just one of the many little paper cuts. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason, Frank, and I would not change a thing if I can go back in time, because I really learned how Hollywood works.
It's brutal. At the same time, you're doing what today is anyway. You have your own YouTube channel. You're creating content for yourself, and that's controlling your product, and that's what you should be doing.
And it's a pleasure. It really is. I had my film team out there with those 10 kids yesterday, and when we turned that waterfalls on, you know, the people we got it all on film, and now I'm going to make that into a YouTube video and hopefully inspire some other kids to do-it-yourself projects. We always say, for a do-it-yourselfer, if you want to save money, hire a professional.
I was just going there, and I think you read my mind, because I want to just address the idea of the guy who doesn't have the thousands of dollars,
sure,
or the girl who doesn't have $1,000.
Well, there's small little container gardens that you can start off with for, you know, literally these are $35. You can start off for a couple hundred dollars for a container garden. You can go for $1,000 for a fountainscape, and you can go, you know, $5,000 for a pond. So if you want to, and you can do it all, you can save money, but maybe not necessarily time. But if it's a hobby, you don't care about the time. And that's kind of the thing. If you're enjoying the process of doing it, then go ahead and try it. And then we have all of our online tutorial videos. How to build a pond, how to build a pond list.
And that's what I like about guys like you who know your craft so well, are so confident in your business, are doing very well, obviously. You guys are tremendously successful because you're passionate about it. But you're not also afraid to share the knowledge either.
I have a franchise system without a franchise fee. I want to give all of the information away and hopefully do such a good job and still have a good product at a good price point that people just buy our products. And it's worked so well that we're the largest in the industry 26 years after we started, and it's how I want to be here for the next 26 years teaching.
What is going to be the future? Like, if you were to just close your eyes and say, wow, this is where I want to take my company ultimately. Or are you there?
Well, I'm never there because I'm never content. And my number one thing is I honestly, when my son was seven, you know, my wife can attest to this. He was at one of the backyard of one of our friend's house and he looked over and he said, Mommy. And she said, yes. She goes, where's their pond? He had never been into a yard without a water feature. And the reason is because if you know me, you're getting a water feature.
Right. It's like my son. He walks into a room and says, where's their throw blanket? Where's their wallpaper, Dad?
Hey, here's my challenge to you, Frank. Bring your kids to Aqualand.
I'd love to.
I got a 600,000-gallon pond. I got a dive rock, an underwater swim cave. I got scuba tanks there snorkeling. He could snorkel and swim with the fish.
I won't because you'll be my son's new hero. And for that reason alone, I'm not coming. No, I'd love to. He'd get a kick out of that. I got a couple more questions coming in here from the 630. Does Greg set up his water features / pond habitats with the ability for both water and land turtles to safely hibernate and eventually breed?
Excellent. Yes. The challenge with turtles, because I'm a turtle dude, is they like to hibernate and they like to migrate. And if you don't have a fence around your yard, even a big pond like mine, I got a 1-acre pond in my backyard, they come in and they come out. My turtles hibernate all year round in my pond. And as long as you have an area that's 2 feet deep that they can bury into, they will hibernate out there. But a lot of times people take them in the wintertime too. And they put them inside because of their pets. And but if you're going to put turtles in, you need to have a fenced yard.
Do turtles procreate often? I mean,
every spring I get baby turtles, and I have turtles in the indoor ponds. Everyone brings me turtles because I shouldn't even say this on air, because I've got I have a turtle rescue place. My wife calls me a turtle hoarder. I've got probably over 100 turtles there right now. And you know, when they outgrow their tanks and their 10-gallon aquariums they get at the PetSmart, and so everyone is bringing me turtles all the time. But if you put a lot of turtles together, they kind of know what nature does, and they lay eggs into Aqualand.
Let's get into your psyche here, Greg. What is your fascination with turtles? What is it about a turtle that really attracts you?
Well, it's like with anything, right? Like, it's just a cool animal. I mean,
the color, the texture, does it remind you of a dinosaur? What is it that, as a kid, you were like, this is awesome?
Reptiles really can't give love, I guess. But I can tell you, I just enjoy, like, I get excited. Like, I literally,
ever since I was a little kid.
Yeah. I was Huckleberry Finn. I mean, I have like 5 minutes of patience for fishing, but I will spend hours on end stalking and hunting turtles.
That's a show right there.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Greg stalking and hunting turtles for his own pleasure. And then selling them to Petco. Oh, that's funny stuff, man. Greg, thank you so much. This has been fun. I don't think you quite answered my question. I'm not going to let you off the hook.
Okay.
The future. What does the future look like for Aquascape? Where do you see the company in 10 years? Obviously doing more, but is there another level you can take this?
Yes. Like I said, I think everybody wants a water feature. They just don't know it yet. And then the second part of that equation is the people that do it, they get a lot of self-worth. So I have Pondemonium every August, where over 500 contractors from all over the world typically come to Chicago, to St. Charles, and we literally get together and discuss our craft and how to make it better. And so my goal, my dream, and my job is to get more and more of those people that can find basically doing exactly what we did and or what I did with the business and do it for themselves, and getting more kids involved. There's got to be kids out there that like me that want to still get their hands dirty and want to be in the mud. And I know it because I brought two of them with me that were Pond Stars fans. And part of those 10 kids were two guys, a 14-year-old kid named Blake and a 15-year-old kid named Jack. He wore his Michigan hat, which pissed me off as an Ohio State guy. But, you know, he's got a little bit of spunk to him. And we ended up building that water feature. And that's what I want to see more people getting into this business and more people getting into this hobby, this lifestyle with water features.
And our texter just texted back and said, all turtles have personalities.
Amen, they do. And I actually have turtles at Aqualand that I can tell you their personalities because I know their habits. So
I love it. Pondemonium 2017. When is that happening?
It's happening the third week of August in the Q Center in St. Charles, Illinois, for all professionals. And people come from all over, and they look forward to it all year. And I can tell you, it's a big gathering of friends, and we set the bar tab every year.
So it's not like WrestleMania. Like, I shouldn't come.
Well, we do have some. I have wrestled people up on stage, but that's
nice.
A different story.
You're a big dude, man. That'd be an interesting little battle there. Anyway, Greg, thank you so much. Again, the website is aquascapesinc.com.
Aquascapeinc.com. Tom and Jenna, because you're a millennial and you just started this job, I would like to give you a welcome present so you can keep it in the studio or at your home, but you're welcome to take this Water Creations bowl home with
really?
You.
Oh my God, really? I'm getting such brownie points when I go home. It's not even funny.
And there's a turtle on the bottom of that, too.
Yes!
Thank you so much, Greg. Thanks for Jenna for being you and your bride over there for having a great night in Chicago. Hope it was fun. Thanks for all coming in.